Sites leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Let's go.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Welcome back, Boz.
Hey, I'm back.
Man, Jay Hall filled in for you last week.
He did.
He did a great job.
Yep, I agree.
I had plenty of people that told me just to fire you, don't ever bring you back, but I knew we needed to bring you back.
I know, I heard that too. What's going on?
I don't understand.
He did good. I don't know if he did that good. Come on.
He did all right.
Jay Hall, he did good. I was listening when I could, and I called in, had to give him a hard time.
That's right. No, we're glad you're back, and it's the most wonderful time of the year if you are a basketball fan. Or even if you're a postseason, winter sports season fan. We got state wrestling going on. We'll break that down a little bit later on in the show tonight as well. Lots of local student athletes that are competing in Salina or Hayes here today. So we'll give you an update on them and what's going on out there for state wrestling. But like many people are realizing, it's sub-state basketball time. Some teams, Boz, in 1A, they played earlier this week on Monday. Some teams played last night on Thursday. Some teams played tonight on Friday.
Stuff all over
and that's why it's going to be extremely difficult for a standardized, score run through, if you will, because there was teams that played last Monday, last Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so I'm going to allow you to run through what you got in front of you.
Okay.
But just so the listeners and those on our social medias know, we're just going to be breaking down brackets, like scores and results, based in bracket format the rest of the show. So even if you don't hear your team's score, that happened maybe on Monday, maybe it happened on Tuesday, doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about it. These are the scores that you have from tonight specifically.
Right now. Well, tonight and last night.
And last night specifically. We will get everything that happened Monday and Tuesday starting in segment number two here this evening, because we're going to be talking brackets and matchups and everything all night long. But what you got so far from last night and tonight thus far, Boz, what you got?
All right, so let's start with last night. We're going to start on the girls' side. Horton, they defeated Valley Falls 54-40, and Donovan West, they were victorious over Jackson Heights 49-19. That was from last night. On the boys' side of things from last night, Nemaha Central, they fell to Sabetha 55-45. Hiawatha got the win over Holton 53-30. Silver Lake took care of Maranatha 65-25. Johnson, Brock, and UTAN. This was a close one. Overtime win for UTAN's 46-42.
Yeah.
Another close game. FCHS. They defeated Diller Odell 64-62.
And I just want to jump in really quick, because Boswell, those are Nebraska scores.
Nebraska.
UTAN and FCFA. Boz goes, Diller Odell.
Diller Odell. What in the world?
I have no clue. Yes, that is a high school.
I don't get up to the Nebraska side a whole lot.
Keep on rolling, my
man. I follow Northeast Kansas.
I get it. I get it.
All right, so moving up. Those were scores from last night. So tonight's scores, We only have girls' scores, so we're going to need some boys' scores. Hopefully they'll be coming in a little bit. But here's what we got from tonight on the girls' side. Nemaha Central, they take care of business tonight. They knock off Perry LeCompton 52-31. Hiawatha, they were all over Sabetha tonight, 61-29. And Riley County, again, all over Holton, 46-7. Those were the girls' scores from tonight.
Just coming in, Boz.
Okay.
Girls' final, Riverside, the Cyclones. They defeat Royal Valley 49-45 in a former Big 7 League rivalry matchup there in Class 3A.
That was a close one.
No doubt.
Yeah. On the boys' side, we don't have any scores yet that have come through. Jackson Heights, actually score just came through right now. Jackson Heights, they fall tonight to KC Christian 52-28. And really we've only got Pender and Johnson County Central. We don't have that score. FSCH and St. Mary's, we don't have that score. So not a whole lot of guys games going on tonight either.
Right. Again, this is that typical sub-state time where one night you've got 2A boys, 3A girls, one which was tonight. Last night was 3A boys, 2A girls. Earlier in the week was 1A girls and 1A boys, different nights. It's a lot going on, and we're going to talk about some wrestling as well, but we got to get to our first time out. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Bracket Breakdown coming up here in Segment 2 and recaps from Area Games of the Week.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system, so a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses, from sole proprietors to storefront shops. We have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's my favorite segment every single week, Buzz. And I feel like it's... When I said this to Jay Hall last week, he was like...
I heard
this
that
is kind of rough. But was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked? And I guess I understand. Maybe Jay Hall, with his position at the KSHSAA, can't really encourage this kind of a song, but
you kind of put him in a bad spot there.
I maybe did, but it was good radio, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Alright, Jake and Bob's back with you here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Hey, this is a shout out to all you out there that maybe are taking advantage of the beautiful weather tonight. It is 53 degrees outside for your temperature, but they might be sitting on the back deck. They might be just kicking it outside.
I love it.
Enjoying the beautiful stars tonight, and a nice little evening, little sunset. I know we got a handful of people that maybe are doing that.
We got a few, I think. Probably listening.
Yeah, maybe
paying
on a
attention.
Speaker outside.
Yeah, little fire pit going.
Fire pit going.
Yeah.
There might be some of them out there. So we welcome you in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we got segment two underway here for you. We'll have recaps coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to be breaking down brackets every single segment throughout this evening, because when you get to this time of the year, Boz, you can't just go down score sheets for the entire evening, because one night does not classify for the entire week of what sub-state basketball looks like.
Yeah, no. We got a whole lot of stuff going on right now. We're trying to kind of just get situated with what we got earlier in the week and what we got now, and we'll get to all those breakdowns too.
No doubt about it. I'm actually going to start us off here in 1A Division 1 and 2, get Boz an opportunity to get caught up on scores tonight that we have so far. We'll break all this down for you throughout the evening. We got BTAD joining us into the building here in just a little bit as well. Kurt Kilman, Ray Penning, all with you here for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. The people might be asking too, Boz. They might be wondering, man, We jumped onto that. Coming back in just a minute ago here, Boz. I got to throw this out there really quick. Congratulations to the Donovan West Mustangs. They went on the road at Linden tonight, 44-42, down by 8 at halftime, and the Mustangs come back.
Oh, I love it.
Shout out to the Donovan West Mustangs, a big road win here this evening in 2A on the boys' side of things. But people might be curious what's going on with different things, whether it's regional or state wrestling, sub-state basketball, the way that everything gets structured and is handled this time of the year. It's difficult to keep everything, organized, if you will. And so we're going to break things down for you throughout the evening as they come through. Shout out to Atchison,
the Phoenix,
for winning on the boys' side the Metalark Conference here this season as well. The Phoenix, a great season for the Atchison men. We're waiting to see their final score of the Schlegel game here this evening. Because that game didn't start until 7:30. So we started the show.
Yeah.
Right, when that game was scheduled to begin. And so there's a lot of every single game tonight. This is what makes it different this time of the year as well. With games that start at 6 o'clock, and there's just one game at gymnasiums this time of the year. But people might be asking on the Kansland Facebook page, man, where was your game of the week? Where was the gift card at? Hey, last week was the final week for that. We are no longer doing the gift card for this season. It's been so fun though, Boz, to be able to go around dating back to September for football season, all the way through the end of February, handing out a $50 gift card. Shout out to all of our businesses that partnered with us this year to make that possible for people to be able to kind of come up to us and just say, is this your game of the week? We got to see kids as young as second graders, I think, all the way to people that are just seasoned is a way I think I would put that potentially. Finding us and getting that $50 gift card is great engagement that we got to be a part of with all of our area schools throughout the year. So shout out to all you businesses that made that possible for us this year. All right, let's start off with 1A Division 2 in the girls' side of things as Boz is continuing to get scores coming in. We're going to break everything down again, as I mentioned, throughout the evening for you. But 1A D2 on the girls' side of things, Hanover, this is in the Wakefield sub-state. Hanover got a first-round bye, so they didn't have to play. They were your TVL regular season champions. They get Natoma, who knocked off Center. Get this, Boz, for a final score. Sure. High school varsity girls basketball game, 25-19.
Wow.
Low scoring.
Either a whole lot of defense or not much offense at all.
Keep in mind, no shot clock.
Yeah.
You know, 4, 5, and 6, they are the only ones with postseason shot clocks this year. Next year, 2A and 3A will join those ranks.
Yeah.
But you're in 1A, D2, no shot clock. 25-19, Natoma won at Center earlier this week. So it'll be Natoma Hanover next Monday. Also next Monday, it'll be Axtell, the 4 seed in this sub-state, taking on Pike Valley, who defeated Chase High School 64-15 earlier this week. So Axtell-Pike Valley semifinal, that's at Axtell on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Twin Valley League foes Lynn and Blue Valley Randolph, they both advanced via bye in the bottom half of that same bracket at Wakefield. So Lynn takes on Tescott on Monday, and Blue Valley Randolph takes on Stafford on Monday night at 6 o'clock, 1A D2. 1A D1 girls, Wabunsee, the top seed in the Clifton Clyde sub-state. They had a bye the first round. They'll be taking on Rural Vista, who beat Burlingame in a tight one, 49-46 earlier this week. So Wabunsee, Rural Vista next Monday, 6 o'clock at Wabunsee. The 4-5 matchup, two teams that have not played a basketball game, Boz, since last Friday. Troy and Gossel. We'll be locking up on Monday night at 6 o'clock. This will be at Troy High School, fighting Derek Jaspers.
Okay.
Over there in
Troy.
Let's
go.
Taking on Gossel. That'll be on Monday again at 6 p.m. How about this TVL battle? Centralia, they were the 2 seed. They got a bye the first round, and Frankfort went to Canton Galva and dominated. 52-31 earlier this week on Tuesday night. The Frankfort Wildcats, 10th seed, Boz.
All right.
Winning by 21, TVL, my man.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
Frankfort now at Centralia on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And then a battle that I'm excited to see how this one shakes out. You've got Sevy Wirtz and the Clifton Clyde Eagles that took care of Onega earlier this week, 57-32. They now travel to Opie on Monday night at 6 p.m., 1AD2. Or, I'm sorry, 1AD1 girls basketball. On the boys' side of things, 1A Division 2, we've got Axtell, top seed. We were there earlier today. We were also at Troy earlier today and Hiawatha. We'll talk about that later on this evening. But Axtell boys, 1AD2, they had a bye the first round, so they will take on Pike Valley tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Pike Valley beat Natoma 48-41 earlier this week. On the bottom side of that bracket, Hanover, the 2 seed. They'll be taking on Stafford tomorrow at 2 o'clock as well. By the way, the winner of Axtell Pike Valley will take on the winner of Thunder Ridge and Lynn, which is at Osborne tomorrow, as it'll be Thunder Ridge and Lynn at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Tescott, Blue Valley Randolph will round out here in 1AD2. That will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Winner of Tescott, Blue Valley Randolph, takes on the winner of Hanover Stafford for a chance to go to state. Again, Axtell Pike Valley winner takes on Lynn Thunder Ridge winner, and that will be for a state berth. 1A Division 1, Centralia in overtime on Monday night this week, Boz, took care of Frankfort 73-65. You heard that earlier this week on 92.1K MZA. So Centralia will now take on top-seeded Opie in the 1AD1 sub-state. Clifton Clyde sub-state, that will be at Opie. And Troy The Trojans, the 6 seed, took care of Onega earlier this week, 78-47. They will travel to Canton Galva tomorrow at 2 p.m. The long trip for the Trojans. Going out to Canton Galva over 3 hours. The winner of Canton Galva Troy takes on the winner of Bishop Seabury Burlingame in the Clifton Clyde Substate Final. That is 1A Division 1. So we covered the 1A D1, 1A D2, where everything was at. That took place earlier in the week on Monday or Tuesday. And then last night and tonight, it was time for 2A and 3A to roll the basketball out, Boz. Have you had a chance to get everything kind of collected for the most part for what's happened the last 2 days?
I think so.
Okay.
We can make a run at it here.
Okay. I'll let you go ahead and give me some scores for what you've got from the last 2 days, then we'll break down a little bit of brackets that I've got finalized, especially from last night's games, and we'll start to fill in from tonight.
Okay, so we're going to go to last night's scores, and we're going to start with the girls. KC Christian, they get the win against St. Mary's 45-15. Rossville defeats Mission Valley 52-39. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win 47-22 over Northern Heights. Horton defeated Valley Falls 54-40. Linden gets the win over ACCHS 70-11. JCN, they defeated Caraparaville 41-25. Valley Heights defeats Washington County 67-30. And Jonathan West gets the win over Jackson Heights 49-19. Those are the girls' scores from last night.
All right, that's Class 2A. That you just went through from last night, because all Class 2A girls were on display last evening. With that, you have now updated brackets for Class 2A, and you'll have Rossville taking on Kansas City Christian on Tuesday next week, and Mar Hill Math Academy taking on Horton next Tuesday as well. Also, JCN at Linden, and Valley Heights hosting Donovan West.
All right, let's move on to guys' scores on the boys' side from last night. Hiawatha, they defeated Holton 53-30. Oskaloosa gets the win over Bishop Ward 59-51. Riverside defeated Riley County 48-40. Heritage Christian, they defeat Royal Valley 73-51. Silver Lake gets the win over Maranatha 65-25. Sabetha, they get the win over Nemaha Central 55-45. Perilla Compton defeated Pleasant Ridge 63-33. And a close one here for Jeff West. They get a 2-point victory over Marysville 43-41. UTAN defeated Johnson Brock in overtime 46-42. And another close one. FCHS gets the win over Diller Odell 64-62.
All right. Turn my mic back on. All right, back to that beginning portion of that 3A right there you broke down, Boz, from last night. That means now Hiawatha will host on the boys' side in 3A Oskaloosa on Tuesday. Riverside will host Heritage Christian Academy on Tuesday as well. Silver Lake will host Sabetha in a rematch of a double overtime game just from a few weeks ago. That will be, again, at Silver Lake on the guys' side of things. And then Perry LeCompton, Jeff West, the battle in Jefferson County. Perry LeCompton, Jeff West at Perry LeCompton. That will be also on Tuesday. And so then tonight, Boz, we are going through our scores from this evening as we are still trying to get in some scores that we don't have yet, but we've got some of them from this evening. Boz, what do we have thus far?
We've got a few scores here. Linden, Donovan West, you just mentioned that one. D. West gets a big-time sub-state win over Linden, 44-42. JCN defeated ACCHS 66-30. Jackson Heights falls to KC Christian tonight, 52-28. That's all the guys' scores that we have from tonight. On the girls' side of things, Nemaha Central, they defeated Perry LeCompton 52-30. Hiawatha gets the win over Sabetha 61-29. And Riley County, they defeat Holton 46-7. Riverside gets the win over Royal Valley 49-45, and Marysville defeats Oskaloosa 50-29.
Okay, those are our scores from tonight. We got more scores that we're still trying to get through, Boz. Do we know who we got yet?
I don't even know. As we're playing catch-up here a little bit. I know we need Casey Schlegel at Atchison on the girls' side. Silver Lake got the bye tonight, so we don't have to worry about that. Let's see, Jeff West and Maranatha, Royal Valley, we got that one, Royal Valley Riverside, P. Ridge at Heritage Christian, and Marysville at Oskaloosa is what we need on the girls' side.
But the boys' side, we're pretty much solid on that?
The boys' side, Horton, Caraparaville, we need that one, Northern Heights at St. Mary's, Washington County at Valley Falls, we got a couple of these coming in right now, we'll get to them after the next break, McClouth at Rossville, Mission Valley at Mar Hill, and Ashton at Casey Schlegel.
All right, we've got a couple that just came in. Looks like Rossville, them dogs. Boz, give me that score.
Oh, come on. Rossville gets the win over McClouth 90.
Burger!
To 28.
Oh, my goodness. That's a double-double Lacey Burger right there. My goodness.
Yes, it is. Another score just came in. Jeff West, they get the win over Maranatha on the girls' side, 67-44. And on the boys' side, close ball game here. Mar Hill comes out with the win over Mission Valley, 65-61.
All right. So we got more scores to get to. We got some recaps that we'll get through here in just a little bit as well. And B-Tab will join us here in just a little bit. We'll be looking at some state wrestling, where things are sitting at for that. We got to take another time out. We come back more on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Don't turn that dial. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 No Ethanol, Dyed Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wapena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
this winter. Warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
I felt bad, Boz. I didn't get you an opportunity.
That's okay.
What are they playing tonight,
they
Boz?
They're playing basketball.
All right, we got to do that every single week. I had to run out of the studio really quick to check in on something. We've got some recaps on the way here for you. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
We got BTAD. We got Kurt. We got Ray here in studio here this evening. We'll talk with BTAD here in just a few moments. We break it down some state wrestling and updating where they are at out there in Hayes and in Salina. Basketball going on, wrestling going on, Boz. I mean, is this the most wonderful time of the year?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And we enjoy it because, man, our local teams, we are so fortunate. We say it every single week, how grateful and blessed we are to be in this part of the state, because my goodness, what great athletes we've got that we always get to cover on a weekly basis. By the way, final week, Boz, of the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. And that's crazy to me.
Yes, it is.
Because we've established a new, you know, I had to do some math. And sometimes my math skills are not great. But I had to make sure this is week number 12. And it is. So it's the final week for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball here for the 2025-2026 season. Now, we're going to continue to do, you know, scoreboard show. We'll have one next week. As the final one of the season heading into the state tournament for basketball. But there will not be a Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball segment next week. So tonight's your final night to get some nominees in, and right now that slate is absolutely blank. So you need to give us a shout on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. And Boz, because it's the final week of the show, what do you feel about opening it up for a week long scoreboard show? Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness nominee.
Okay.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
We throw it out for the whole week. So if your team played on Monday, you played on Tuesday, they don't play till tomorrow, they played last night, they played tonight, Boz and I don't care. You have a chance to give a nomination for our final girls and final boys game ball to be given away on the season. So your opportunity is now. If you've got a local student athlete from your area that balled out some point this week, I know there's been some people that have balled out this week. Heck, we've had record-breaking weeks the last 3 weeks and game ball winners because of it. Now, this one that I'm going to mention is one that he cannot win another game ball. But Dane Johnson of Silver Lake last night broke a very, very, very big mark in Silver Lake basketball history, which is impressive in and of itself because of the tradition there.
Yeah.
But of who he broke it.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a big name.
Mr. Lon Kruger. Dane Johnson, now your all-time scoring leader in Silver Lake boys basketball history. Now, he won a game ball a few weeks ago already, so he's not eligible to win one this week. But, man, what a performance. What a season that young man's had. What a career.
Yeah, he's had a really good season, but you couple that together with his high school career, and, you know, it's interesting to me, and I obviously don't know Lon Kruger, but he is very well known across the state, coaching circles, just a big-time guy. And I heard he sent a little message to Dane Johnson. That's really cool. I mean, a small-town guy that still pays attention to what's going on at home and able to have a conversation with a young man that broke his record. I love that.
That's pretty impressive for him to take the time to do so. And I think that's what maybe is really cool, because Lon Kruger is the type of guy that he easily can be like, man, I'm busy. Man, I got this going on. I got that going on. Whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing this a long time, and he's coached at levels that most people don't realize. Maybe they forget. But here's the message. And shout out to Wade Gerstner, our general manager here of MSC Radio Group. He's the voice of the Silver Lake Channel. He reached out to Lon. Said, hey, Lon, you hook me up with a message for Mr. Dane Johnson? Well, you got to hit on mute, Jake. Hey.
Technical difficulties.
It helps if you push the right button, Boz. In technology, great when it works.
Yeah.
How about this now? Lon Kruger.
Hey, Dane. Congratulations on becoming the all-time leading scorer in men's basketball at Silver Lake High School. I'm Lon Kruger, and I couldn't be more happy for you and proud of all you've done throughout your career. I've had the opportunity to watch several ball games, and again, congratulating you not only on being a great scorer, but being a guy that makes his teammates better. And I know they love getting you the ball late in ball games, and I know you love the opportunity to deliver for them. So keep up the great work, and good luck in advancing to that state title. Again, congratulations, Dane.
Pretty cool stuff right there, isn't it?
Hey, Dane. Congratulations on becoming
so good that
all-time.
We almost heard it a second time. But Lon Kruger, great at Silver Lake, K-State, coached at Oklahoma. Really, really, really good, good man. Good on him to take some time to congratulate Dane Johnson for breaking his record. Obviously, I know there's been a lot of some records broken this season. But when a big time name like Lon Kruger is getting mentioned like that, you're gonna definitely appreciate when he takes his time to congratulate Dane Johnson on that victory. Our first nominee coming in right now on the Giant or on the Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball is Michaela Williams, Hiawatha, career high 25 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, and I went 6 for 6 from the free throw line.
That's a pretty good night for Michaela Williams.
Pretty good night from a young sophomore for Hiawatha. The Redhawks move on tonight as they defeat Sabetha. We got an opportunity to check in on some recaps from around the area. Speaking of Michaela Williams and the Hiawatha Redhawks, they move on to the semifinal round. They hosted Sabetha tonight. This is on 103.9 FMK NZA and the Hiawatha Channel.
Girls sub-state quarterfinals in the roundhouse tonight for the Hiawatha Redhawks and the Sabetha Blue Jays, familiar foes from the Big East League. And from the get, Hiawatha showed that facing a team 3 times has no avail, and the Redhawks ended up winning 61-29. In the first, Hiawatha came out with all 5 starters getting buckets and led 18-0 after 1. Sabetha was able to find some movement and looked a lot better in the second and scored 10 points with 4 from Sydney Shoebars, but 13 first-half turnovers from the Blue Jays and 19 first-half points from Hiawatha's Michaela Williams had the Redhawks up 33-10 at the half. In the third, Sabetha hit 3 threes and controlled the ball better, but Hiawatha's rebounding and offense would not hit the brakes, leading 53-23 after 3. In the fourth, both teams cleared the benches for a running clock, and Hiawatha dominantly won 61-29. For the Blue Jays, Sydney Shoebarth had 10 points, 4 rebounds, while Paxton Michael had 6 on 2 threes. Sabetha went 2 from 3 from the free throw line, had 17 turnovers, and hit 5 threes. They end their season at 3-20 overall, and 1-9 in Big East play. For Hiawatha, who's now 21-3, they were led by our player of the game, Michaela Williams, who had 25 points, 6 rebounds, and went 6-6 from the free throw line, while Kylie Nelson chipped in 10 points and 5 rebounds. The Redhawks went 9-11 from the free throw line, had 5 turnovers, 36 rebounds, and hit 8 threes. Hiawatha will move on to the semifinals and will play Riverside, who beats Royal Valley tonight at the Roundhouse on Wednesday. This has been Paige Mueller with the Hiawatha Channel and for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Paige, thank you very much for that recap as Hiawatha moves forward into the semifinal round. They will host next week at home. We'll break those brackets down here again for you in just a little bit. As once again, Hiawatha, they'll be hosting Riverside. We'll break down that 3A bracket once again in our next segment. Staying in that same sub-state, it's Perry LeCompton at Nemaha Central. You heard it on 92.1 KMZA. Crittenden Prophet had the call tonight.
Crittenden Prophet live here from Seneca, Kansas with the MSU Sports Radio Network, where the Perry LeCompton Cause took on the Nemaha Central Thunder in a Class 3A quarterfinal girls matchup, where Nemaha Central came out victorious 52-31 over Perry LeCompton. Let's jump in right into the action here. Starting for the first quarter, Perry LeCompton was up on a 4-2 lead over Nemaha Central in the early going, but that was the last time and only time they'd see the lead in the game, as Nemaha Central would go up 14-7 coming out of the first quarter. Emma Hermish would get going early with 6 points in the first alone, Nordis with 4, and Honeymoon Order a four-piece combo as well. For Perry LeCompton, they were outscored in the second quarter as well, 10-9 leading into the first half, 24-16. Nemaha Central would come out on a sharp start to start the third quarter. They jump up another 13-7 point outscore in the third, going up 37-23 heading into the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central would put it out in the fourth, 52-31 to end the game. Emmy Reed would lead the scoring for Perry LeCompton with 13 points and 8 total rebounds. For Nemaha Central, player of the game will come from Emma Hermish, who finished with 19 points and 7 rebounds, now at a 307 points on the season. This marks also the 23rd straight victory for Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton, being 23-0 since the consolidation of Nemaha Central back in 2014. It's also been 4 straight years of Nemaha Central winning by 20 or more points over the Perry LeCompton Cause. Nemaha Central again will move on. They'll take on Silver Lake next Wednesday. Class 3A girls semifinal matchup. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSU Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thank you very much for that recap. As mentioned, once again, we got plenty of scores that we're going to get through, but we got a handful that we're still missing yet here tonight, Boz. Who we still need for this evening's ball games?
Okay, on the girls' side of things, we need Atchison, Casey Schlegel, and Pleasant Ridge Heritage Christian.
Okay.
And then on the guys' side, we need Northern Heights at St. Mary's and Atchison at Casey Schlegel.
ACCHS at Jefferson County North. We have that one.
We got that score.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So, the Phoenix at Schlegel and Northern Heights at St. Mary's on the guys' side of things. Girls' side just need 2. Pleasant Ridge at Heritage Christian and Atchison at Schlegel on that one as well. We got a couple recaps still we're going to get to here just a little bit. This next segment, we'll be breaking down some of the state wrestling. What's going on at 3-2-1A out in Hayes? What's going on in 4A out in Salina? Not only on the girls' side, but guys' side, because the state tournaments now are ran simultaneously between the two. Brandon Tadman will join us to help break down all the action. He's been tracking that all day long here for you. But before we get to our next break, Boz, I want to go back through some of our brackets here, because this is the time that, again, we're in the semifinals now of these sub-states, big-time matchups. Now, not only was it this week of win or go home, but now it just amps up a little bit more when you start looking at these semifinal games, because now you're just 2 wins away from going to a state tournament.
Oh, yeah. Gets pretty real right now.
We got Heritage Christian that defeated or that won tonight on the girls' side against Pleasant Ridge by a final score of 53-31. Ben Kettler, thank you very much for getting us that score in there. So Heritage Christian moves on. They will take on Marysville now. So let's go ahead and just go right there to the 3A girls bracket here, Boz. Silver Lake had the bye in the Sabetha sub-state. here for our area. After the game against Bishop Ward did not take place here this evening. Nemaha Central, Perry, Big East battle, and Nemaha Central gets the win there. So you got Silver Lake hosting Nemaha Central next week. These games will all be played next Wednesday for you. Riley County, Jeff West. This semifinal intrigues me a lot on the girls' side. This is a game earlier this season. Jeff West went to Riley County, my dark horse pick, the Tigers, and they upended the Falcons earlier this season by a basket. But that's a huge matchup in that 4-5 on the top side of 3A girls.
Well, two really good teams, similar records, similar teams in style. I mean, this is going to be a really good ball game between those two.
Hiawatha will host Riverside, and as we just alluded to, Heritage Christian will be hosting Marysville. We just got the St. Mary's boys, so we'll go to that in just a second on the boys' side of things in 3A. So to round out 3A girls, again, Hiawatha hosting Riverside, a rematch from just a week ago between these two teams as Riverside went to Hiawatha last Friday. As my computer is spinning up, Buzz, and so Riverside went to Hiawatha last Friday, and on the girls' side of things, Hiawatha defeated Riverside in a tight one, 42-39 in the roundhouse, so a rematch in about 10 days from those two matches.
I love this time of year. You know, you kind of get to this point, and there's so much on the line. You win or you go home.
Yeah. 3A girls complete. How about 3A on the boys' side of things? The boys' brackets, all these teams played last evening, and so this bracket has been prepared and ready to go. These games will take place next Tuesday. Top overall seed in this 3A regional, or sub-state, excuse me, in Sabetha, Hiawatha hosting Oskaloosa, Riverside hosting Heritage Christian Academy, Silver Lake will host Sabetha, and Perry the Compton, Jeff West. A battle of Jefferson County will be taking place next week on Tuesday as well. Boz, as you look at this 3A boys bracket, anything stick out to you in particular as you look at those matchups? A few different rematches and, honestly, conference matchups on the line in the semis next week.
Yeah, it's just a really good sub-state. There's a whole lot of good teams in this. And, you know, we were talking to a coach tonight that's in this sub-state, and it's tough because there's a lot of pressure, obviously.
Yeah.
You can match up against a team that may not have had a great record, but they're a good team. You get into sub-state, if things are clicking right, they play well. Maybe a top seed doesn't play as well. And things can flip on a dime. So I look through these. There's a lot of really good teams in this sub-state, a lot of good records. It's kind of up for grabs. I'm excited to see what happens.
Stay on the boys' side of things, dropping down now to 2A. Care Paravel with their win tonight against Horton. They're the top overall seed. How about what I would consider, maybe not an upset because of where this team, what league they hail from, but just because of everything that's going on and the success that this squad's having this year. How about the Donovan West Mustangs going to Linden tonight, down early, down 8 at halftime, come back to win in a close one, 44-42.
Yeah.
13 wins on the season now for the Mustangs.
Love it.
They will now travel to Topeka to take on Care Paravel next Wednesday in the 2A boys side of things. St. Mary's with their win against Northern Heights, they will host Valley Falls as the Dragons defeated Washington County tonight 67-64. But St. Mary's, Valley Falls, a 4-5 matchup of two styles that I think both teams can score the basketball very, very well. To me, that game's going to come down to between Valley Falls and St. Mary's. Which team's going to play that defense, Bob?
Yeah.
Which team's going to lock down on the defensive side of the ball?
Defense will get you to a championship.
Does defense win championships?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does it?
It'll get you there. It'll win it for you.
Okay.
Got to play great D.
All right. And then you got JCN that defeated ACCHS. They will be hosting Kansas City Christian, who defeated Jackson Heights tonight. And then Rossville and Mar Hill Mount Academy in the semifinal round. That will be at Rossville. Them dogs, man. Out of the Big East League, I think if I was JCN, Marhill Mounts Academy and Kansas City Christian on that side of the bracket, the Dogs scare me.
Yeah, they do.
They're a team that, I mean, they can flat score the basketball. They have averaged, you looked it up 2 weeks ago, and Rossville is averaging close to 65 a game. Just their last 3 weeks, they're averaging over 70.
I think the thing with Rossville is they're a little bit of a hot and cold team. But as of late, we've talked about it a lot, you want to be playing your best basketball, and they're playing with a ton of energy, ton of confidence. They feed off of emotion in the ball game, and when they're playing well, you better watch out.
So Rossville, Marhill Mounts Academy, that'll be a good one in the 3-6 matchup. And then KCC taking on JCN, the 2-7 matchup. We had a chance to go to JCN earlier this week. Corey Knoll doing a great job. And delivered a game ball to Chance Jenkins.
Yeah.
Guess I didn't realize exactly how tall that kid was.
He was kind of tall.
And he wasn't even the tallest on the team.
Yeah.
The JCN Charger team that I would look for them to move on into the sub-state finals. But that 2A bracket, man, it is definitely loaded. You know, as you take your gander at matchups and different things in that 2A bracket, anything stick out to you?
Well, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, there's a whole lot of really good teams in this. And I don't know. I mean, when you get down to this point, we just talked about Rossville. That's a scary team. When I look at this sub-state, scary team. Care Paravel is a little bit. They're the one seed. It's kind of hard to tell exactly where they fall. We don't see them a whole lot. They've got a good record right now. But I'm telling you, D-West comes up with a big win over Linden. They got a little confidence going with them right now. So I think that could be a good game. St. Mary's, Valley Falls. Valley Falls had a tough one tonight.
Yeah.
They got pushed. I actually had a text come through just a little bit ago that said much closer game maybe than some thought. But sometimes in this time of the year, sub-state, you got to win an ugly game and just advance. You get rid of that ugly game, get it behind you, and then you can play well the rest of the way. So I'm a fan of Valley Falls and all the things they've done. I don't know. It's sub-state. Anything's up for grabs.
Let's flip it over to the girls' side, 2A, and we've got Rossville traveling to Kansas City Christian. This is a Rossville girls' dog team, Boz, that 12-10, their record, but they play in the Big East League.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you start getting a Big East League team down in the 2A ranks, things look a little bit different. So Rossville at Kansas City Christian, I'm not gonna count out that ball game and them dogs in that matchup. And then how about this one? Marhill Mounts Academy, Horton, a 50-45 Horton win just 2 weeks ago. It's a rematch now for the sub-state semifinal round. This time it'll be at Marhill Mount Academy on the top side of the 2A bracket. Bottom side is Linden, the 2C, taking on JCN. JCN will travel to Linden these games are all on Tuesday. And then Valley Heights, Donovan West in a rematch of a ball game earlier this season, Boz, where Valley Heights defeats D West on a last second shot. We've got some barn burners in this 2A girls side of things on the sub-state as well.
Well, and you look at some of these, you talk about rematches, and we haven't really touched on that a whole lot, but when you get down to sub-state, you see some of these same teams. You've played them before. Some teams have split. Some teams have won both matchups. And you hear people talk about it all the time. It's tough to beat somebody three times. And I don't know what it is. It's just teams figure out each other. And even if you're on the losing end, you learn a little bit with each loss. So that third time, maybe you do some different things. You got some stuff figured out. And it can be tough.
We got to step aside for our next timeout. When we come back, we're going to break down 1A Division 1, 1A Division 2, and this next segment, Brandon Tadman will join us to give us an update. What's going on out of state wrestling? You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We got Kurt, we got Ray, we got B-Tad all in house. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hi.
And we've got a great segment number three for you because I feel like we've got everything pretty much mapped out now. We know the matchups for sub-state basketball for the semifinals across the board. We know our 4A teams that we were looking for. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They're going to be locked into the one seed, or the, excuse me, the two seed on the east side, but keeping themselves away from Rock Creek. Rock Creek did beat Pratt, who was the top seed out in the west going into that matchup. And so we've got everything shaped up, ready to rock and roll for the semifinals here for the next week or so. We'll break down our scores from tonight, Boz, and then once that's done, we'll break down 1A D1, 1A D2, preparation for tomorrow and Monday's games, and then we'll bring in B-Tad for some state wrestling updates.
All right,
what do we got?
So scores from tonight on the girls' side, Nemaha Central, they got the win against Prairie La Compton, 52-31. Hiawatha defeats Sabetha, 61-29. Riley County gets the win over Holton, 46-7. Riverside, close ball game here against Royal Valley. Riverside gets the win, 49-45. Marysville defeated Oskaloosa, 50-29. And Jeff West moves on as they defeat Maranatha, 67-44. Pleasant Ridge, they fall tonight to Heritage Christian. And the only score we don't have on the girls' side, I believe, is Atchison at Casey Schlegel, although that was a forfeit, correct?
Yeah, forfeit in that game. So Atchison, the Lady Phoenix, get the win for that one. And so their season is complete. They finished 13-10.
Okay, moving on to the boys' side. Scores from tonight. Care Paravel, they get the win against Horton, 68-28. D West, impressive comeback win.
Yeah.
They defeat Linden 44-42. St. Mary's defeated Northern Heights 88-43. Valley
Murder.
Falls, we just talked about this. Valley Falls, they got pushed tonight. They got tested. Washington County took them down to the wire, but Valley Falls comes out victorious 67-64. JCN, they defeat ACCHS 66-30. KC Christian gets the win over Jackson Heights 52-28. Rossville jumped all over McLeod tonight, left no doubt, 90-28.
That's a lot of burgers.
Whole lot of burgers.
A lot of burgers.
Marhill Mount Academy, they defeat Mission Valley 65-61. Atchison,
the Phoenix,
they defeat KC Schlegel 57-27.
To remain perfect, boss.
Perfect. Perfect on the season. I love it. And then Nebraska score, FSCH.
Falls City Sacred Heart.
Okay, for what he said. They defeat St. Mary's 43-40. That's what we got.
All right, so we've got updates for you from 4A now as well. Boz just let you know about Atchison. The Phoenix getting their win tonight against Schlegel. Their season is complete. Perfect record for Atchison. They are the 2 seed in the East, so they will be in a sub-state. Their first-round opponent will be Wamego in that 4A opening round. Again, 4A's different.
Yep.
You only got to win 2 games to make it to a state tournament. So that 2-15 matchup will be the semifinal. Atchison will be hosting Wamego in their opening round. On the girls' side of things, it'll be Atchison traveling to Topeka Hayden in the 4A girls' bracket, with the Phoenix getting that win tonight by forfeit against KC Schlegel. And so the Phoenix finish as the 12th seed on the girls' side, 2 seed on the boys' side, and that is 4A heading into the sub-state bracket. Sub-state bracket's already underway for the other classifications. We broke down the 3A and 2A brackets earlier. 1A Division 1 and Division 2 time is now. Boz, we'll go into the 1A Division 1. We'll start on the girls' side of things this time around. And big-time matchups earlier this week. Both Troy and Gosselt buys for their first-round matchups. The 4-5 matchup, top side of the 1A D1 bracket. So that means Troy on Monday, Boz, hosts Gosselt. 14-6 Gosselt, 15-6 Troy in Troy on Monday night. Winner will take on the winner of Wabunsee and Rural Vista.
That's going to be a good one, but I like Troy at home. We've seen him and talked about him a lot this season. If you've got a Harper Wettstein on your team with that supporting cast, and if she can drop 20, 25 a game, you're going to always stand a chance. The girl can shoot. I found out tonight. I don't know if we were going to talk about that, but I'm going to throw it out there. Like
final segment, but go ahead.
She can shoot the ball, and she proved it tonight in our game ball visit, so we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, I like Troy.
Centralia and Frankfort, how about the Lady Wildcats? They upended Canton Galva on the road earlier this week on Tuesday, 52-31. So it's a TVL rematch in the semifinals. Centralia hosting Frankfort on Monday night. And then the other matchup on the bottom side of the bracket, Opie will host Clifton Clyde, 1A Division 1 on the girls' side of things. I'm intrigued by that bottom side as well, Boz, because everybody all season long in 1A Division 1, you're looking at Wabunsee, Centralia, Opie, top three interchangeable ranks throughout the entire season. But there's teams like Clifton Clyde, like the Troy Trojans we just mentioned, and Frankfort says, we're still
watch
here
out
too.
Well, you talk about Clifton Clyde, Sevy Wirtz. I mean, I think the big thing, when you look at some of these teams, you got a girl that can score, and Sevy Wirtz can flat score,
yes,
like a Harper Wettstein. They get hot one night.
Look out.
And watch out. I mean, anything can happen.
Intrigued by that one. That's on Monday for Clifton Clyde at Opie, 1A Division 1 on the girls' side. 1A D1 on the boys' side of things. Centralia, they upend Frankfort earlier this week at Frankfurt, 73-65 in the 8-9 matchup. So Centralia now will travel to Opie on Tuesday night. With the winner moving on to the sub-state finals. We got Rural Vista Wabunsee will get the winner of Centralia Opie. Bottom side of that bracket, Buzz, the Trojans of Troy head to Canton Galva first thing tomorrow morning for a 2 p.m. tip-off at Canton Galva at 2 p.m. Winner of that game will take on Seabury and Burlingame. Your thoughts, 1AD1.
Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts. Here's the thing that when I look through this bracket here, how many years is Opie just legit?
Coach Schmidt has been a phenomenal coach for Opie. Multiple state titles, and they're in a state tournament year in, year out.
Every single year. I mean, they're just a really – they're 20-2 on the season. That's going to be a tough task for Centralia, but anything can happen. So, I mean, obviously Opie, pretty strong favorite in that, but Troy – Canton Galva, that one's going to be a good game. It's a long drive down to Canton Galva. I think Canton Galva's down a little bit. Axel defeated them here a couple weeks ago.
Dominated them.
Dominated Canton Galva, actually. So
common
Troy,
opponent between the two.
We have seen Troy play really good basketball.
Yeah.
They're one of the only teams to defeat Hiawatha this season, and that was early, but Troy's got dudes. They start shooting the ball. They get hot. I'm telling you, watch out.
If Bob says it, it must be true.
It's absolutely true.
On the girls' side of 1AD2, we got Hanover, TVL regular season champ. By the way, Troy girls, TVL regular season champ just a moment ago. We talked about them, or NEKL, excuse me, not TVL, not anymore. TVL regular season champ Hanover, they take on Natoma. We talked about this game in the first segment. Boz, Natoma defeated Center High School earlier this week, 25-19.
High-powered offensive display.
Thoughts on that game, B-Ted?
No. Low scoring.
Low scoring.
Might have been the halftime score, and they just probably haven't updated the last two quarters, so it was probably a little better. But
so Hanover will host Natoma on Monday. Axel will host Pike Valley on Monday, and that will be in Axel. Winners will play each other. Hey, if Axel and Hanover win their semifinal games on Monday, Boz, guess what? It'll be a rematch of a game we were at 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago now, and was a buzzer beater for Hanover to defeat Axtell. In Axtell, this time around, it would be out in Wakefield for that sub-state championship game. Bottom side of the bracket, Lynn taking on Tescott at home, and Blue Valley Randolph hosting Stafford. So there's a very real possibility, 1AD1 girls, it's an all-TVL sub-state championship games. Your thoughts?
Have we've talked about that before, how tough the leagues are up here in our area. I'd love nothing more than that. And you mentioned the Axel-Hanover game that we were at. That was a phenomenal game, and Hanover had to hit a three at the buzzer to defeat Axel.
Yes.
And I feel like Axel girls are a little hot and cold. You know, they play Hanover to a buzzer beater loss, and they turn around and stub their toe a little bit, so up and down, but... That could be a potentially a really good rematch.
Keep in mind that Axel team, you know, losing Strothman, you know,
changes the whole dynamic.
You lose 6'3" down on the block.
Yeah.
So Coach Brockerman finagled and adjusted the way that, again, like you just mentioned, going toe-to-toe with the best team in the state in Hanover.
Yeah.
They'll have to go through Hanover to make it to a state tournament this season. However, they got to get through their semifinal matchup against Pike Valley to begin that. Speaking of Axel and Pike Valley, flipping it to 1AD2 boys, Axel Pike Valley will be played tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Axel. Same side of the bracket, winner of Axel Pike Valley will get Thunder Ridge and Lynn winner in that one. And once again, could be a TVL sub-state final. Bottom side of the bracket, you've got Hanover versus Stafford and Tescott taking on Blue Valley Randolph. Once again, could be a 1A or a TVL all sub-state championship between those two.
Well, how many times do we talk about it when you mention the TVL and the league and when they move on into sub-state tournament? All these schools, they are battle-tested. This is an incredibly tough league. They beat up on each other all season long. So when they get to this point in the season, they've played serious competition.
No doubt.
I'm excited to see what happens here. Again, you just can't say enough about TVL.
Cannot say enough about it. You can go to mscsports.net, check out Everything you need to know for not only sub-state basketball, but how about state wrestling? B-Tad hanging out with us as well. And 4A out in Salina, 3-2-1A out in Hayes. You've been grinding all day, my friend.
Where do you even want to start, you know? Like, do you guys want to know who's going to be in championships?
I would love to know first, if we could, yes. Who are we wrestling for state titles tomorrow?
All right, well, let's start in 4A because obviously we have a lighter dose of athletes, you know, out in Salina. So let's start on the girls' side. We had four individuals in semifinals tonight. It was our best showing because three of the four advanced to state championship matches tomorrow. And two of them reside from Nemaha Central.
Okay.
Renee Keim, now 31-1.
Woo.
All three of her wins today by pinfall. She is into the championship at 105. She defeated Miley Renville of Augusta. It took her all of 66 seconds in the semifinals to advance to that championship. So, Renee, she's been, I think, number two ranked for the last 2 months, essentially. But not surprised that Renee got there. Autumn Fellkamp as well, who won a regional championship a couple of weeks ago. She was the number one seed at 135. Autumn gets there as well. All three of her wins today by pinfall. Second round pin in the semifinals over Mackenzie Simon of Holcomb. And then regional champ of your Atchison.
Phoenix!
There you go, Octavia Burnett, number one seed, regional champ. Number one ranked, by the way. She became the number one ranked wrestler in the class for the last 2 weeks after she won that regional title over in Tonganoxie. But Octavia Burnett winning all three of her matches again today by pinfall. It took till the third period to get that one done in the semifinals. So those are the three. Renee Keim, 105. Autumn Fellkamp, 135. Octavia Burnett, 145. The other one that we missed out on was Marley Gilliland out of Holton. Just her third loss of the season, but Abby Brenn, who she faced actually out of my alma mater, Winfield, was the number one ranked wrestler in the weight class and might be number one all classes. I can't remember, but she's up there. Very good. Has been for 2 or 3 years now. That was a majority decision. So Marley unable to get there, but still has a record of 33-3. So again, if you lose in the semifinals, you go to the left side, you just got to win one match to get yourself into the third place match. So again, we were 3 out of 4 on the girls' side in 4A out in Salina, and we still have 10 possible medalists on 4A girls as well. So.
Okay, well, so we'll break down consolation side of 4A here in just a minute. Let's go out to Hayes now. 3-2-1A, a lot bigger of a list, a lot more schools.
Wait, so we going
there.
To girls? We staying with girls?
On the girls side,
okay.
yep, if we can. 3-2-1A, girls, who we got going for a top spot of the podium?
Well, this was the tough one, because when we entered the championship semifinals, we had 10 individuals in semifinals today. Only one got to a championship match, and that was Nora Mitchell out of Rossville, the sophomore at 105. Won by pin in the second period over Bristol Koppel of Minneapolis. I was surprised by a couple of these. I just thought a couple of these girls, you know, you look at Emma Weiss, Moore Hill, you know, she was 37-1 going into her semifinal. She ends up losing by majority decision. Again, just her second loss of the year. She was the regional champ, number one seed at that weight class, so she takes an L there. McKinley Daniels of McClouth, another one I really liked at 130. She was 41-3 going into her semifinal today, but she lost by pin in the third round. Riley County had Annabelle Burton at 130 as well, but took a loss by pin in the semifinals. We do have, we'll get to it, but we do have a quote-unquote local v. local state championship on the boys' side in 3-2-1A. We'll get to that, obviously, in a moment. Some other ones losing in the semifinals today. Allie Burgos of Silver Lake at 140. Holly Finneran, a fantastic freshman for Moore Hill. She was a regional champ, the number one seed in the 140 bracket. She lost by majority decision in her semifinals today. Madeline Wannell out of Silver Lake. She was a regional champ, the number one seed at 145. She loses 10-3. Via decision to a wrestler out of Ellsworth. So, again, there were a few that I just thought we'd have a couple more here. Michaela Connor out of Silver Lake, a regional runner-up, two seed in the field. She lost via decision at 155. And then these two, I'm really shocked at these two, starting with Layla Kuhnert of Donovan West. She's been, you know, top five ranked all year. The junior, she was 30-2 going into her semifinals today, but she lost by pinfall late in the second period. And then Emerson Fordham out of Onega. She was the number one ranked wrestler, really has been all year. She was 33-1 going into her semifinal today at 235, but took a pinfall loss late in the second period. So, again, it wasn't great. You know, 10 in the semifinals locally, 3-2-1A girls. We only get one there, and that is Nora Mitchell again of Rossville at 105. But we still have 30 possible medalists out at 3-2-1A girls. So
not too shabby.
We still got a heavy list that are still, you know, whether they took a loss early and, you know, got a win on the consolation side. So they basically, how they broke it down, you played the first round, you did one round of consolation, and then they basically got the winner's side to the championship matches. So the first two sessions tomorrow, it's going to be all consolation early. Again, we're still going to have a ton of bodies across all classifications there with a lot of possible medalists. But that's how we're looking, at least on the girls' side of it.
So that's all the girls. You want to stay with 3-2-1 on the boys there? Do you want to go back to
4A? Let's go back to 4A.
Okay.
And no shocker here as far as who we got. Again, this was our lightest list, 4A boys.
Sure.
I think it was 11 or 12 or so that we had. But we did have we only had one. We have seven possible medalists still alive, 4A boys, out in Salina. But I would have put the house on Osiris Unruh of Jeff West to get to a championship. And crazy enough, his toughest match was in the first round against the 16 seed.
Oh, wow.
Took it all the way to the late portions of the third period.
You're telling me he didn't pin him in the first period in 20 seconds?
Pinned him at 5:55 with 5 seconds to go in the third period. Osiris getting the win. And then his quarterfinals took all of 33 seconds. And then his semifinals against Carter Leathers. I saw Carter Leathers, and I immediately thought Carl Weathers. Right? I mean, do you guys think it as well?
Cause
I'm going to call this kid Carl Weathers because it's much cooler that way. But Carter Leathers, Adam McPherson, Osiris beat in the semifinals, took him early in the second period, but he won all three of his matchups today by pinfall. He's 31-1 going into his championship tomorrow. He signed to play football at Pitt State. His only loss this season was to a kid out of Missouri who is a D1 commit to Purdue.
Okay.
So
not too bad.
Not too bad. So Osiris wasn't shocked there. But we do still have seven possible medalists for 4A boys. Just to rattle off a couple, Harry Langill, Nemaha Central, a little bit shocked that he lost his first round today. He was a little bit lower of a seed than he probably should be, but again, that's based off your regional finish. So he did finish fourth at regionals. That kind of hurt his seeding, but he's still 31-5. Ryan Cox out of Holton, Corbin Mayer, Jeff West. These are all guys that can still medal. Brody Nickel of Holton as well. Gabe Johnson of Hiawatha, all a chance to at least get a medal in 4A boys tomorrow. But again, Osiris Unruh of Jeff West, no shock, 285, the number one ranked wrestler in the States. I believe he's top five among all classes. Nonetheless, not shocked. Osiris will be there in the championship tomorrow.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, B-Tad. I mean,
usually you are.
How many Jeff West grapplers did we have on the boys' side at 4A?
We had Corbin Mayer and Osiris Unruh.
Okay, so two.
Yes.
And Jeff West in the team standings at the conclusion of day one, 13th. To lead all of our area teams in.
Yeah, just because our team standings, we're not going to have, I mean, we're going to look a lot better in 3-2-1A when it all ends, both boys and girls.
Sure.
Silver Lake's certainly going to be in the mix, you know, both boys and girls.
Yeah.
As we kind of look at things here, but.
And on the girls' side of things in 4A out in Salina, you know, Nemaha Central.
Seventh.
Pacing the way, tied right now with Tonganoxie, for seventh in the team standings. Out there at the state tournaments as well, with next closest local team would be Atchison coming in the top 25 out there in Salina for that. All right, so let's see.
3-2-1A boys.
3-2-1A boys, yeah.
All right, so again, another heavy list here. We mentioned 30 possible medalists on the girls' side still for 3-2-1A.
Mm-hmm.
We have 31. For the boys,
nice.
Possible medalists.
Very cool.
So we had eight individuals in semifinals today, three of them advancing.
Okay.
Now, I will get you the first one, and that is, no shock, number one ranked, Max Bodaroff, ACCHS. He is 41-1. First match today, pinfall, 61 seconds. Quarterfinals, pinfall, minute 27. and then it took him 93 seconds to pin his opponent in the semifinals. So Max Botteroff running through the table there for ACCHS, of course. You know, there's a couple guys for Atchison County that were certainly in the mix that I thought had really good opportunities to get there, including one. I mentioned three, so we mentioned Max. Elijah Webb at 190. He's been a top five kid pretty much all year. He won basically in all facets today, pinfall, majority decision, and then a 6-4 decision he won in the semifinals to get to the 190 championship. Our one local v. local, he'll take on Paxton Willett of Silver Lake.
Ooh.
So you got Atchison County and Silver Lake duking it out at the 190 championship. And, you know, we talked about how dominant a couple of these wrestlers have been. Paxton the same. He's got 41 wins. Pinfall second round, pinfall first round, pinfall in the semifinals. Took him all of 37 seconds to pin his opponents in the semifinals today. So again, 8 in the semifinals, 3 in title matches, 3-2-1A boys with local v. local at 190, Elijah Webb and Paxton Willett, Atchison County, Silver Lake, respectively. Of course, Max Botteroff, 175, number one ranked all year, and 41-1.
And that local v. local, ACCHS, Silver Lake, just again, for you folks at home that, you know, might think, okay, individual sport, X, Y, and Z.
ACCHS, they've been the number two ranked team all season in 3-2-1A. And Hoxie, who I see is at the top, and rightfully so, they have been the number one ranked team all season.
And so ACCHS v. Silver Lake in the state title bout, well, Silver Lake's tied for eighth right now, just 13.5 points behind ACCHS right now in total team standings. And so ACCHS third right now in team standings. Silver Lake tied for eighth. And Sabetha in the top 15 out there at 3-2-1A.
And to mention for ACCHS and Silver Lake, I mean, I mentioned the 31 possible medalists. Good chunk from two of those, from both those schools.
Right,
so
right.
There's still a lot of kids from both those schools.
And the consolation side, man, I mean, Boz has helped me a little bit sometimes out there. Salina or Hayes, and Brandon, I know you have as well. But, you know, I've been able to cover state wrestling multiple years over the last 10.
It's quite the spectacle.
That backside of the bracket
right.
is where you can get points at a premium.
Right.
Like just one match after the next. I've watched kids that were, you know, they lost their first match of the day on the first day, and then they rattled off 5 wins on the backside.
It's possible.
To get themselves all the way back up to the podium. Not only is that great for your individual, but man,
yeah,
team
Hoxie's
points.
Gonna win. Hoxie's gonna win that.
Hoxie's all likely gonna win 3-2-1A. But state runner up is up for grabs.
Yeah, for ACCHS and Silver Lake. Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
ACCHS and Silver Lake vying for that on the backside, no doubt about it. Okay, we've given you basically who's all wrestling for state championships. We said you've said some of the names that can still medal. I want to go back to the 4A girls because. We didn't really mention many other wrestlers that could still potentially medal in 4A girls.
Yeah, like I said, 10 possible medalists still. Jolie Corcoran, a freshman out of Perry-Lecompton, took an L in her first match but won her consolation match today, staying on that side of the bracket at 115. Sophie Waters of Jeff West, she's been in and out of the rankings this year. I think she was probably disappointed with her regional result, but she had a tough bracket. You know, she finished 6th, so she came in as the 12 seed. Losing in her first bout today, but came back with a 1:26 pin in her lone con. So again, if you lost your first match today, you only had one other match on the day, a potential, again, win and stay alive. Sophie Waters of Jeff West, Julie Corcoran, both doing that, winning today. Kennedy Smith out of Holton at 140. Again, she is a senior. She's 31-12, lost by pin in the first bout today, but majority decision victory for her. Lennox Dooley, another Jeff West Tiger. She is a freshman. Staying alive. She was an 8th place finish at regional, so kind of backing her way in. You know, it's just kind of how it works. And the 14 seed, you know, she stood tall in that first round against the 3 seed, ultimately took a pinfall. But 7-2 decision for Lennox Dooley in the consolation side to stay alive. Taylee Schaub is who she defeated out of Fort Scott. Christian Kukan, another Holton Wildcat as well, the senior, started out as the 9 seed, a pinfall win in her consolation side today. So also, Harper Foster, should mention as well, for Nemaha Central. We talked about Renee and Autumn, of course, in state championship matches, but still good support from the Thunder outside of those two with Harper Foster at 130. She's 28-19. Won her first bout, but lost in the quarterfinals. So those are the few there. Still possible to medal.
Okay.
1-2-4A boys?
Yeah, I know we did some 3-2-1A with some potential medalists as well, but the boys' side, yeah, for 4A, we didn't get into that.
Nate Wiggins, a freshman from Atchison, runner-up at
Phoenix
regionals last week at 120. He was the 5 seed coming in, losing by pin in the first round, but came back with a 14-10 decision. Another one, Harry Langill in Nemaha Central, again, a kid that's been just very good over his career. He's 31-5. But a fourth place finish at regionals at 126, lost his first round today, came back with a pinfall win in his lone consolation bout today. Ryan Cox of Holton, another one, a sophomore at 138. You'll take it. You know, he lost his first bout, but took a forfeit win, you know, in the consolation.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll take it. You stay alive. Ryan Cox, the sophomore, able to do so. Now, we mentioned Corbin Mayer of Jefferson West losing by fall. Second period in his first bout at 157. Pinfall win in the first round in his consolation bout. And then Brody Nickel out of Holton, kid who finished second at regionals at 165, the junior losing by pin in his consolation. He did win his first round bout, got to the quarterfinals, saw a very good wrestler, Drake Blocklinger out of Concordia. And then Gabe Johnson, you know, this is a kid at 215 for Hiawatha, 27-6 on the year. Saw another Concordia wrestler, took it to the third period, but ultimately lost by fall. He was the 7 seed, but a 9-3 decision for him in his consolation bout. So, again, a lot of possible medalists. When you put all of the classifications together, and I'm terrible at math on the fly, so we're looking at over 60. We're pushing between 70 and 80 potential medalists. Obviously, if you're in the championship, you're going to medal.
Right, right.
But there's still a few that could lose their first match tomorrow and not medal.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But as it stands right now, we are north of 70 locals out of all the TVL, Big East, Northeast Kansas League, plus Atchison, still north of 70 possible medalists at state tomorrow.
It's impressive. It's impressive. And
we cover a lot of schools.
Again,
reminds me of state track.
Yeah, there you go.
We might be doubled up, though, in state track as far as success there, because we just have a lot of athletes at state track. But it's been a lot of fun, man. It's been a busy day, and obviously we had some hoops tonight. But I said it last night before my broadcast over at Horton doing that game with Valley Falls. This is my favorite time of the year, man. I don't know about you, Boz. You might have been saying it, right? I mean, postseason basketball to me is the funnest thing for me to cover in regards to high school sports. Everything is fun, but I just think playoff basketball, it hits a little different. We got a lot of schools, man, that are going to be in the mix across multiple classes.
Every single week.
So good.
Yeah, every single week. Hey, fellas, I hate to cut this short, but we got to get to another break.
I'm hungry, man. So I got to go. I see some cookies back here.
So when we come back, we will wrap things up with our final segment of the show here, the 12th week of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We'll go through brackets one more time, get you set for not only games this weekend, but what we can look forward to next week. And we've got our final Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball to give away here tonight. One more segment coming up. Stick with us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 No Ethanol, Dyed Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well. But what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always. Jake and Boz with you one final time here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show for week number 12. We got B-Tat still hanging out with us as well.
Woo.
In our final segment here for this week. And then next week, Boz, we get a few months off.
Okay.
Are you wanting a few months?
You know, I love doing this. I absolutely love going through football into basketball, covering all of our teams in Northeast Kansas.
I got to cut you off, dude.
Okay, wait.
I'm sorry. I will get back to that point because that is a great point. I want you to have that moment. But we just got a message that came in. That Rossville Dogs ball game where they scored 90, Jack Donovan scored 47 of the 90.
He's a good golfer. Do you know that?
I did know that.
Okay.
I'm out of left field.
He scored 47 points, but he's good at golf.
He's a pretty good golfer, too.
He's a really good golfer. And then Cam Miller went 21.
Wait, did you say 46?
47.
That's got to be a school record,
seven.
Right?
Yeah. I'll ask right now. If that is a school record, let us know.
Hey, Coach McDonald, what
yep,
up?
Yep. Cam Miller, though, with 21. Any given night, 21's going to lead the team.
Yeah.
And then how about Jacoby McDonald, senior point guard, 13 dimes tonight.
Dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
Stats aplenty for Rossville.
When you score 90, I get it. It's going to come, you know, you're going to have a lot of massive things stick out to you, but 47 points, 13 assists, 21. I mean, between the two of Cam Miller and Jack Donovan, they scored 68 of the 90. That's impressive.
Pretty good.
Woo, that's impressive.
Look, okay. I'm not going to mention much, but we cover teams that don't average 47 points a game.
That's not wrong.
I'm just saying.
Not wrong.
I'm just saying. That is wild stuff.
All right, Bob, so back to you. You were just talking about breaking down the area. And, yeah.
Well, you asked me if I was ready for a break.
Correct.
And the bottom line is, yeah. I mean, it's a long season from start of football to now, but I love what we do, man. We get to talk about the kids. We get to talk about the schools in our area and all the great things that happen. So, yeah, I mean, I'm ready for a break, but, dude, it's been a ton of fun. And we're not done yet. I mean, we got to finish out sub-states. We got state tournaments.
Yeah,
we got,
100%.
Yeah.
You know, Boz and I will hopefully be rocking a mic maybe at a stateside or maybe a sub-state game coming up. However, one more show next week. We'll break things down, prepping everybody for what they can expect for the final week of the basketball season. We'll have our state championship grapplers. We'll be able to talk about them, teams, if they get top 10, all those things next week as well. Boz, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list that we have right now. I want to give the folks a final opportunity to maybe add some to the list if they need to. But what do we got so far?
All right, game ball nominees for tonight on the girls' side, Nora Burdick from Rossville. She's got 568 career rebounds. She was a nominee. And you know what? It's not always about scoring. You know your role. You get a ton of rebounds. She deserves to be on this list, no doubt.
No doubt.
Emma Hermish from Nemaha Central. She had 19 points tonight. Lucy Knoll from JCN. She had a good night with 11 points. And Michaela Williams from Hiawatha, 25 points, 5 threes on the night, and was perfect, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Those are our girls' nominees. On the boys' side, Kyson Wurtenberger from Sabetha. He had 14 points tonight with 2 threes in the ball game. Chance Jenkins, our game ball winner 2 weeks ago. Got to visit him a couple days ago. He had 17 points tonight. Isaac Laird from JCN, he had another good night, 12 points for him. And then the ones you just mentioned, Cam Miller, 21 points. Jacoby
McDonald.
I wrote down Miller. I don't know why I did that. McDonald. Nice. Jacoby McDonald.
Well done.
13 assists. And you mentioned Jack Donovan, 47 points on the night.
All from Rossville with their big 90-28 win over them dogs. It was a battle of dogs tonight. That is a triple cheese burger. If there's somebody on that list that's missing, you got to let us know about it. You got about 5 minutes to get us your nominee. Again, it's all week long, Monday night game, Tuesday, Thursday, or tonight as we head. We're in sub-state time.
Yeah.
You win, you move on, you lose, your season's done. Give your kids an opportunity to win our final game ball of the season. And it's been a fun time going around, Boz, and delivering these game balls. It's been hectic sometimes.
It has.
Opportunities, you know, BTAB, We're trying to do some new things this year with the delivery of a game ball. You know,
you guys are doing some great things.
We started something with the basketball a few weeks ago where Boz has to shoot a three, and if he makes it, the kids have to run it down and back. If he misses it, he's got to run it down and back.
Can I throw an idea out at you guys real quick?
I mean, I'm...
Did you guys do anything specific for football?
But we've been thinking.
Okay, so I got the perfect idea.
Okay.
Boz, whoever the game or the game ball winner is, they line up Oklahoma drill. Boz on his back, get him some pads. Hut hut, hit it,
dude. Listen,
come on.
I'm gonna flat out hard pass.
We can do that.
On that. That is.
You
want to
talk about great that radio is, and TV?
That is never
Oklahoma
going
drill.
To happen.
Put it in the chat. If let
you,
us know.
Hey, I think he's trying to sabotage me so he can be here on a Friday night, because I will be in the hospital. Have you seen some of these dudes?
I mean, like, could you imagine him laying on his back, Osiris Unruh on the other side for Jeff West?
Not a good idea.
Mid-state commit.
Not a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe win a state championship at 285. Look, I'm just throwing it out there. I think everybody would love that.
Yeah,
I'm sure that it'd be hilarious.
Or at least you can go out and run a route.
I'm saying I don't need to pull a hammy or anything. So my thought was maybe next year, and I don't know. I think I need
it's
to.
Okay,
I'd be
a little
quarterback action here.
Yeah.
And get a dude running around. I'm going to throw a deep ball.
You try to complete a pass. It's a one-on-one cover on the outside. You tell that receiver what to run.
Yeah, that's like backyard basketball. Yeah, it's like backyard. I'm going to draw it up on the football, like, dude, let's
go. And that idea all predicated from Boz telling me about when he used to coach his kids when they were playing football. And he would just tell them, go. And they'd be like, ready? No, keep running. And he would run. And then what'd you do?
I just throw a bomb at him.
Launched
it. It was more conditioning than anything. They just ran.
They never ran a 75-yard route in their life.
And then they had to run the ball back to us.
Yeah.
It was all good.
And then you, just So, yeah, we got ideas for next year.
Yeah.
For the football side.
So, the other thing I kind of thought of while we're kind of talking about this, I don't know, it may take up too much time. The non-traditional punt, pass, kick kind of
sure,
thing?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Throw the ball, punt the ball, kick the ball.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting.
That would take a lot of time.
It would take too much time, probably, in the middle of a practice.
A lot of time. These coaches have been very nice to us to let us interrupt practice.
Give us 20 minutes so I can make it down the football field.
Can you imagine a sub-state, or not a sub-state, but playoff football practice
week?
And we're showing up. Hey, coach, I know you're trying to get yourself to a sub-state championship game. Can we take 20 minutes, please, so Boz can do a punt, pass, and kick with your kid?
That's not a good idea.
No. Shutting that down.
Oklahoma drill still on the
table. It's not on the table.
That won't take very long.
It is. That would be one and done, literally.
So you want to bring a stretcher and have the ambulance on standby.
Okay. I think we can make that work.
You could make it work, but I ain't doing it.
Okay.
You ever seen the little Giants where the kid comes out and he's in the old styrofoam?
Oh, yeah.
Like from top to bottom? That'd be Boz.
Yeah.
Like we just wrap him.
And before that,
he comes hobbling.
Boz would pop the Alka-Seltzers in his mouth, too, and get his mouth foaming a little bit.
There we go.
Scare the kids. All right. We're going off the rails at this point. Bringing it back in, though, with these game balls and the basketball side of things, with you being able to have that kind of fun competition of things tonight with our delivery over in Troy. We hit three stops tonight. We started in Axtell earlier this afternoon, Hiawatha, and then Troy for our three stops here today to give Logan Sandman, also Braylon Sieben Morgan, and then Haley Groff her game ball. But Coach Jasper had something lined up for you tonight over at Troy.
Back up a little bit, though.
Oh, okay.
I was 1 for 1 or 1 for 2. I was 50%.
He's trying to dog you out on your threes.
I know. He was going to skip right over.
I was.
That. Hey, and I'm going to throw it out there, too. I'm 2 for 2 in the roundhouse.
That is true.
Ooh.
And both on the guy's side, I don't know. It's a shooter's gym.
Yeah, that was good. Now, earlier this week, we had two stops, JCN and Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Boz went 2 for 2.
Yeah.
First time all year.
Dang.
3 for 4
Not
on the
you,
week.
Dog.
He was 4 for 20 going into that this week.
Nice.
But he's boosted that percentage significantly.
Took me all season, but
getting
put me
up.
In, coach.
Yeah.
You know what your if you follow us on TikTok, you've seen the
That's right.
the music.
We post the videos. I always record video of Boz shooting. Real quickly here, when we were at JCN earlier this week, the question came in from Grandpa Gary asking why Boz didn't go 1-on-1 with Chance Jenkins.
Shooting threes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have been smart either.
Yeah. So tonight you learned that it wasn't smart to challenge somebody 1v1 for three.
Well, it wasn't my challenge. It's not like I called her out. But Coach Jasper, he had kind of a cool ideal. He's like, listen, you're not just gonna shoot one shot, we're gonna bring you in, we're gonna do something different. So we ended up with a little 3-point competition, 45 seconds on the clock. I had to go first.
Yeah.
And
Wait, who are you going against?
Harper Wettstein.
Of course. D1 commit.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I started, I'm telling you, I requested guys' balls because I've had the best luck with that, shooting them this year, and I felt good. Everything was good, but I only made five.
Five.
In 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of how many?
Turn his mic off.
I would.
Just asking.
It's a
valid question.
I would bet really that it was probably 5 for 15.
Yeah, probably.
I bet you probably shot 15. So 33% is not terrible.
So did you have one ball and someone was rebounding?
I had a rack of
balls.
Oh,
you had a rack.
It was as
was
if it was a 3-point contest at the collegiate level. You know, it was set
same
up
spot.
Nicely.
And,
top
and
of the key?
I was a little off, little wing.
That's like the most difficult.
Oh,
one
no, that's my money spot.
That's your money spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corner three is
apparently
where
not. It's not at your money
where'd
spot.
Where'd I make it tonight against Hiawatha?
Yeah, okay, but you only made
where'd
five.
I make it at
keep going.
Valley Falls?
Keep going. That's,
I feel good right there.
On okay. the wing.
Hey, a lot of shots, they look good, they felt good, they just didn't fall. Then Harper steps up, and, hey, she missed, like, her first 5 or 6.
I think she was playing with her food.
Well, she probably was, because I thought, man, I might be in this. And then she just started draining them. She ended up hitting 10.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And after all that, Coach Derek Jasper and Coach Heath Wettstein both said, man, Harper, she kind of struggled shooting the ball right there at the very end. And you were like, she made 10 out of probably 20.
Yeah.
Because she got a lot of shots up.
She did.
She's shooting 50% of the clip. But, you know, a lot of times, Boz, if you miss, you have to run. Which one is more exhausting for you, that down and back or shooting that many shots in 45 seconds.
Down and back.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not having him run a suicide?
No. We tried.
No.
We tried.
You tried a suicide?
No, no. I tried week one to make him do a suicide, and he said no. He said, no. You do one. And I said, I'm definitely not doing that. So.
Yeah, no. Dang. It's down and back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
But it was a ton of fun. Just a little different deal at the end of the season. Congratulations, Harper Wettstein.
You beat an old man.
You beat an old man. But it still makes me mad. Like, I'm competitive. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, I would be too.
Every single year we try to do something a little bit different, freshen up the show, freshen up what we're doing to highlight kids. This year we got the game balls. Thank you to Luca Chiropractic and Wellness, Community National Bank, and MSC Radio for making sure we could get these game balls out. Bob and I put the time in to make sure we got them to the kids, but ultimately it comes down to you, the listener, to nominate these kids to win these game balls. And so we've got our final one we'll be giving away here tonight. Here's another thing. I just got this text that came through as if it's more just like emphasis for you, Boz, on for your selection here. Cam Miller crossed 500 rebounds in his career tonight for Rossville. Jack Donovan with this performance tonight, now over 1,400 points in his career. Jacoby McDonald, over 370 assists. He is now the all-time assist leader at Rossville Senior High.
Okay.
So, pretty impressive numbers. Kind of just coming in and being like, hey, just want you to know a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's going to make it a little bit harder.
All right. So, while Boz is figuring out who he's going to give a game ball to, B-Tad, I want to know the sub-state basketball. You said it's your favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
We've got next week. You know, games are potentially on our networks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe Friday, Saturday. Is it off Thursday? I mean, it could be a full week, basically, of sub-state basketball.
Yeah, I think it's basically 5 out of 7 days.
Yeah.
I think we're going
to
be.
To where we're going to have coverage for different things. What do you look forward to most as we enter into this sub-state semifinal going into the finals?
You're just talking just general in terms of our local teams?
Correct.
Okay. You know, success from the Big East. You know what I mean? For how good that league has been. We argue it's the best small school league in the state, has been since it's been formed. How much success are we going to see in terms of deep playoff runs, you know, from the Big East? You know, both Hiawatha schools, both Silver Lake schools. You know, we talk about Rossville and 2A. They're just, you know, playing all these 3A Big East teams, and then they just can steamroll, you know, half the 2A class because of how talented they are. And even though they were, what, middle of the pack, you know, in the in the Big East. So just success from the Big East. And how far a lot of these teams can go. Hiawatha, of course, you know, both teams making possible deep runs as well. It's just an opportunity for us to just continue to work.
Yeah.
Because there's never a chance. Again, we've been blessed. I've been here 5 years. I have always done a state championship football game. I have always done, I think besides 1 year, I have done a state championship basketball game. You know, I've done multiple state softball and baseball championships. But, yeah, basketball is just a little different for me just because basketball is my favorite sport. Boz likes the way they dribble up and down
the court.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, like your Silver Lake girls, you know, are they just going to run the table? I mean, they've been the clear-cut number one. But I just want to see what the success of the Big East. We still got multiple Northeast Kansas League teams, you know, still in the mix as well. Obviously, you talked about Coach Jasper, Troy girls. They've won back-to-back league titles. When you've got a player as good as Harper, you could stick us three and any other jabroni off the street on the floor with her, and she's good enough to carry us to maybe a playoff win.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just some of the high-quality individuals that we have on certain teams and what they do against, you know, maybe some competition that they're not used to seeing. But every game that goes by, the competition, it stiffens up. Games are going to get tighter. Obviously, we're going to see some local v. local next week, you know, in some sub-state semifinals. So,
yeah.
And potentially seeing, you know, a team that may have beaten a team twice in the regular season, you know, can that one team come out on top in a one-game scenario? So it's a lot of fun, man. I know you guys have a blast with it. We were talking about...
So good.
Okay, so go with me, boss.
Okay.
Oklahoma drill and football. We talked about that. Still on the table. How about for basketball? Whoever we give the game ball to,
okay.
One-on-one.
It takes too much time.
Yeah, it would take a little
first
bit.
First bucket. What are you talking about? You get the ball first, one bucket, you win.
Oh.
If they get a stop, they score, they win.
You want to go up against Logan Salmon?
Sure.
Book it here, folks.
Book it.
Breaking news.
February 27th, 9:21 p.m.
I'd like to see Braylon Steven Morgan just back you down on the post and just give you a little 1-2 shot.
Well, it doesn't matter if he scores first and ball game over.
That's right.
Exactly.
I get the ball first. Yeah.
You can take the ball and immediately shoot it if you want. Catch him off guard. If you make it, you win.
Still talking about hospitalization here. I mean, I've played sand volleyball with Boz where he hurt himself just jumping. Boz has hiked, and I mean, granted, I mean, I tore my MCL playing sand volleyball too. So I mean,
yeah, what the f- you can't even
I'm
throw that out there.
That you're starting to now we're talking
I don't
about
think the people
to,
understand at home. We have two incredible athletes.
Yeah, here's the problem for anybody that's a little bit older. Your body, like your mind, wants you want to do the same things, and you feel like you can, but stuff starts breaking down a little bit. No, normal, like, jump, and all of a sudden you're like, oh,
ouch.
that hurt.
Something's not right.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Got to get some KT tape. Tape you up. All right, hey, schedule for next week. We alluded to it a little bit. Starts tomorrow for some of our local teams. They play tomorrow, Saturday, for their semifinal game.
Boys.
This is 1A-D2 on the boys' side of things, and also 1A-D1 on the boys' side of things. All tomorrow for their semifinals. Their finals will be next Friday. And then we have games scheduled next Monday, next Tuesday, and next Wednesday. So the only day next week that will not have a game between tomorrow and next Friday for the finals will be Thursday, because there will be a sub-state final on Saturday in Class 1A Division 2 on the girls and 1A Division 1 on the girls' side of things. So every day next week there could potentially be basketball except for Thursday.
Love it.
Sounds about right.
Question just came in real quick. Would that be considered work comp if Boz gets hurt? The answer is no.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
No.
I ain't going to comp him anything.
No. You are. That's
up for debate right there.
There's no debate about it, my friend. It is not happening. MSCSports.net is the place for you to be. BTAD will be giving you updates throughout the day tomorrow for our coverage of state wrestling. You can listen to bottom of the hour updates on 103.9 FM, and then also check out MSCSports.net. He's got it all listed out for you. Each state site, boys or girls, whatever you're trying to check in on, all the updates will be on there as well. BTAD, thanks for joining us here this evening.
Appreciate
we got to give away a game ball now. And Boz, who are our nominees for tonight?
For the girls, our nominees, Nora Burdick of Rossville, Emma Hermish from Nemaha Central, Lucy Knoll from JCN, and Michaela Williams from Hiawatha. This one's a tough one for me, always is, but I'm going to go not just a single game, but a career worth of rebounding. Nora Burdick from Rossville, 568 career rebounds for Nora Burdick.
Congratulations to Nora Burdick from Rossville.
All right.
Girls' final game ball winner of this season. Boz, now on the guys' side.
Okay, on the guys' side, nominees Kyson Wurtenberger from Sabetha, Chance Jenkins, and Isaac Laird from JCN. And then we got three dudes from Rossville, Cam Miller, Jacoby McDonald, and Jack Donovan. Really, really tough right here. I could lean one of two ways. Cam Miller with 21 points. We already gave a game ball to Jack Donovan, obviously 47 points, unbelievable, over 1,400 career points, but I was a point guard. I was a two guard. We don't give awards a lot for dudes that don't score a ton of points, so I'm going with Jacoby McDonald. Dude dropped 13 assists. He's the assist leader with 370 assists
in his career. So congratulations, Jacoby McDonald. It's a Rossville sweep. Something about them dogs here this week. They are your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winners. Here in the final week of the game ball segment, congratulations, Nora Burdick and Jacoby McDonald. We'll be visiting you guys next week to deliver those game balls in Rossville. For B-Tan, for Ray Penning, for Kurt Kilman, and everybody a part of the MSC Radio Network, thanks for hanging out with us again. Remember, tomorrow we've got the state bottom-of-the-hour updates from state wrestling in Hayes and in Salina. MSCSports.net, your number one spot to get updated sports for our area. For Boz, this is Jake. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us. This has been the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSE Sports Radio Network.